Okay, so you've probably seen this term floating around online, pro-hormone stacks. Maybe you've even heard like gym bros throwing it around.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things that gets tossed into conversations about fitness and bodybuilding.
And you're left wondering, what are they even talking about? So that's exactly what we're going to tackle in this deep dive today. We're going to unpack this whole pro-hormone stack thing.
Based on the information we've got, yeah.
Exactly, using what we've been able to dig up. We
Yeah.
want to figure out what are people hoping to get out of them, and what are some of the big things to keep in mind.
The important stuff, yeah.
But before we jump in head first, I do want to mention that the source material we're working with today has some limitations.
It doesn't cover everything, right?
Yeah, so we're going to give you the clearest picture we can with what we have, but just know that there might be some gaps.
We're shining a light on what we know, but there might be some shadows too.
Exactly. So think of this as like a puzzle. We're putting together the pieces based on the information at hand.
And hopefully by the end, we'll have a pretty good image of what pro-hormone stacks are all about.
All right, so let's start with the basics. What is a pro-hormone stack?
Well, the name itself kind of gives us a clue. We're dealing with pro-hormones and we're stacking them.
Right, so we're combining stuff.
Exactly. So first, we got to understand what a pro-hormone is by itself. Our sources explain that pro-hormones are these compounds that act as precursors to active hormones in your body.
Okay, so like an early stage.
Yeah, like a raw material.
Ingredient.
Yeah, you got to think of it like this. If the active hormone is the finished cake, the pro-hormone is like the batter.
Oh, I like that analogy.
It needs to go through some baking before it becomes the real deal.
So you take this pro-hormone, and then your body, the baking turns it into the actual hormone.
Exactly. And the baking in this case happens through enzymatic processes.
Okay, getting a little sciencey here.
Basically, these are like tiny workers in your body that change the pro-hormone into the active hormone.
Fascinating. So then what does it mean to stack them?
When you stack pro-hormones, you're basically combining multiple different types together.
So it's like a pro-hormone cocktail.
Kind of the idea is that these different pro-hormones might work together to create a stronger effect than if you just use one by itself.
Like a synergy.
Exactly, synergistic effect.
Okay, and what are people hoping to achieve with these stacks?
Well, most of the time it comes down to wanting to maximize things like muscle growth or strength gains.
So it's all about getting bigger and stronger.
That's the main goal for many, but it's important to note that the specific pro-hormones people use and what they're trying to achieve can vary a lot.
Right, because there are tons of different pro-hormones out there, right?
Absolutely. The world of pro-hormones is pretty diverse. You've got different compounds that convert differently and can have different effects once they're active. So a stack someone uses for bulking up might be totally different from a stack used for leaning out.
It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Not at all. It's very tailored to the individual's goals and how their body responds.
So let's talk about the intended effects. What are people actually hoping will happen in their bodies when they use these stacks?
Since pro-hormones are designed to increase levels of certain hormones in the body, usually anabolic hormones, the intended effects tend to mirror what happens when those hormone levels go up naturally.
So, like amplifying what's already there.
Yeah, boosting the signal. One of the main things people hope for is increased muscle protein synthesis.
Okay, break that down for me.
Basically, it means your body becomes better at building and repairing muscle tissue. So you recover faster from workouts and your muscles can grow bigger and stronger.
Makes sense. More building blocks, faster construction.
Precisely. On top of that, people might also be looking for things like faster recovery after workouts increase energy and focus during training, and even changes in body composition, like reducing body fat while gaining muscle.
So it's not just about size, it can be about overall physique and performance too.
Exactly. It's about enhancing those areas that are important for fitness and athletic goals.
Now, here's the million-dollar question, and it's one we always got to ask when talking about these kinds of substances' legality. What does our information tell us about whether pro-hormone stacks are legal?
This is where things get a little tricky because the source material we have doesn't directly address the legality of pro-hormone stacks.
So we're in a bit of a gray area.
Kind of, doesn't explicitly say they're legal or illegal.
So how do we navigate this then?
Well, the source does highlight a really important point. The legal status of these types of compounds can change a lot depending on a few things, like which specific pro-hormone you're talking about, what country you're in, and even the time period as laws can change.
So something that was okay a few years ago might be banned now.
Exactly. It's a constantly evolving landscape. And our source mentions that a good number of pro-hormones have actually been classified as controlled substances or even banned outright.
Wow, so it's not something to mess around with without doing your research.
Absolutely not. If you're even considering using pro-hormone stacks, you have to do your due diligence and figure out the legal situation where you live.
No assumptions allowed.
None whatsoever. It's crucial to be informed and stay on the right side of the law.
All right, so the legal side is a bit of a question mark and potentially risky. What about the potential downsides? The risks and side effects someone might experience when using pro-hormone stacks.
Our source doesn't go into deep detail about specific risks, but it does make a connection that's super important. It suggests that because pro-hormones are converted into active hormones in the body, they could carry similar risks and side effects to those associated with using those hormones directly, like anabolic steroids.
So we're talking about some potentially serious stuff here.
Yeah, it's not something to take lightly.
Okay, so what kinds of things could someone potentially run into?
Well, the source mentions a few possibilities. One is liver toxicity, which can be a major health concern.
Yeah, your liver is pretty important.
It's essential for filtering toxins and keeping your body running smoothly, so damaging it can have serious consequences.
Definitely not good. What else?
There's also the potential for negative effects on your cardiovascular system, like changes in cholesterol levels and increases in blood pressure.
So heart health is on the line too?
It could be impacted. Mm. And then there's the issue of hormonal imbalances, in particular, suppression of your body's natural testosterone production.
Oh, wow. So messing with your hormones directly?
Yeah, that's a big one because hormones play a huge role in so many bodily functions.
Yeah.
Everything from muscle growth and energy levels to mood and sleep.
So those imbalances can really throw things off.
Absolutely. It's like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
One imbalance can trigger a cascade of issues throughout the body.
And on top of all that, there are the more visible side effects, right?
Right. The source mentions a few that are often associated with hormone uses. Mm. Things like hair loss, acne, and gynecomastia, which is the development of breast tissue in men.
Yeah, those can be pretty distressing, both physically and emotionally.
For sure. They can have a real impact on your self-esteem and body image.
Mm.
And we can't forget about the potential for mood swings and other psychological effects, too.
So it's not just about the physical risks, there's a mental and emotional component as well.
Exactly. It's important to consider the whole picture and the fact that these stacks combine multiple pro-hormones that could potentially make things even riskier.
How so?
Because you're essentially introducing multiple compounds that can mess with your hormonal system in different ways.
Mm.
It's a much more complex interaction than just using a single substance.
So the potential for negative consequences goes up.
It could definitely increase the likelihood and the severity of side effects because you're adding more variables to the equation.
So definitely a lot to be cautious about. Now let's shift gears a bit. How are these pro-hormone stacks typically used? What does a typical cycle or usage pattern look like?
To be honest, our source is a little vague on the specifics of typical usage, but we can make some educated guesses based on how similar substances are often used.
Okay, what do we know?
Well, we know that pro-hormones are often taken orally, usually in pill or capsule form.
So pretty straightforward administration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Generally speaking, the length of time someone uses pro-hormones, often called a cycle, can vary. But it's often in the range of several weeks. And our source also mentioned something called post-cycle therapy, or PCT.
PCT? What's that all about?
So PCT is basically a set of strategies that some people use after they finish a cycle of pro-hormones. The goal is to help their body kickstart its natural hormone production again, because it can get suppressed during the time they're using the external hormones.
So it's like a reset button for your hormones?
Exactly. Trying to get things back to a balanced state.
And are there like recommended dosages or cycle lengths that people typically follow?
Ideally, those things would be determined based on the specific pro-hormones being used and the individual's unique physiology. But unfortunately, our source doesn't provide those specifics.
So it's a bit of a blind spot in our information.
It is, and it highlights how important it is to consult with a healthcare professional if you're considering using any kind of supplement or substance that can impact your hormones.
They can help you figure out what's safe and appropriate for you.
Absolutely. They have the knowledge and expertise to guide you in the right direction.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about pro-hormones and stacks. Now, how do they actually differ from anabolic steroids, which is a term a lot of people might be more familiar with?
Again, our source doesn't explicitly spell out the differences,
yeah,
but we can understand the key distinction based on how they work in the body.
Right, lay it on me.
Anabolic steroids are synthetic hormones that are already active. They can bind to receptors in your cells and start doing their thing right away.
So they're ready to go from the get-go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pro-hormones, on the other hand, as we talked about earlier, are precursors. They need to go through that conversion process in the body to become active hormones.
Like they have to be unlocked first.
Yeah, That's a good way to put it. And this conversion process isn't always perfect or predictable. It can vary a lot from person to person depending on their individual body chemistry.
So there's more room for variation with prohormones?
Definitely. And on top of that, the legal status and availability often differ between prohormones and anabolic steroids, with steroids typically being under much tighter control.
Makes sense that they're the more potent and potentially risky option.
Right, so there's more regulation surrounding them.
Okay, so when it comes to getting your hands on these substances, does our source say anything about whether you need a prescription for prohormone stacks?
It doesn't specifically address the prescription question, but we can infer some things based on what we've learned about these compounds and the legal landscape.
So it's not a clear cut yes or no?
Not really. It depends on the specific prohormones in the stack and how they're classified where you live.
So some might be over-the-counter while others require a prescription or might even be illegal altogether.
Exactly. It's a spectrum.
Yeah.
Some prohormones have been sold as dietary supplements available without a prescription. Others might be classified as drugs requiring a doctor's approval. And then there are those that are flat out illegal to buy or sell.
So it's a bit of a minefield. You've really got to do your research.
Absolutely. Knowing the specific regulations in your area is crucial.
No shortcuts there. Now, with all this talk about potential risks and legal gray areas, it makes me wonder, does our source mention any safer alternatives for people who are looking to achieve similar fitness and physique goals?
You know, it doesn't go into detail about specific alternatives, but it's worth emphasizing that there are plenty of safe and legal ways to improve your fitness, build muscle, and boost your performance.
The tried and true methods.
Exactly. Things like following a well-structured training program, eating a balanced diet, getting enough rest. Those are the foundations of a healthy and successful fitness journey.
And there are also tons of legal supplements that don't carry the same risks as prohormones, right?
Absolutely. Things like protein powder creatine, BCAAs. Those can be helpful additions to your routine without the potential downsides of messing with your hormones.
So it's not like you have to resort to risky substances to reach your goals.
Not at all. There are plenty of effective and healthy options available.
And if someone is really serious about their fitness and wants to explore those safer avenues, who are the right people to talk to?
I'd always recommend consulting with qualified professionals, like your doctor, a certified personal trainer, or a registered dietitian.
So basically a team of experts.
Yeah, they can work together to create a personalized plan that's tailored to your goals and your overall health.
And they can help you avoid any unnecessary risks or legal issues.
Exactly. It's all about making informed decisions and prioritizing your well-being.
If you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
So to sum up our deep dive into prohormone stacks, it seems like they're these combinations of compounds that are supposed to act as precursors to active hormones in the body, particularly those anabolic hormones that are involved in muscle growth and strength.
And the idea is that by using these stacks, people are hoping to enhance those hormonal effects and see bigger gains.
Exactly. They're looking for that extra edge. But we also have to acknowledge that there are a lot of question marks surrounding these stacks. The legal status is murky, the potential for negative side effects is real, and the specific usage patterns are kind of unclear.
It's definitely not as simple as just popping a pill and watching your muscles grow.
Not at all. There are a lot of complexities and potential risks to consider, and it's crucial to remember that there are safer, more established ways to achieve your fitness goals.
Ways that don't involve messing with your hormones or running afoul of the law.
Exactly. So it's all about weighing the risks and benefits and making informed decisions.
Absolutely. If you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Disclaimer: the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.